bird you must not miss.
Welcome to Tuesday's Magpie. On today's programme, we've got, Susan?
Well, we've got fashion, present and past, and we're starting a brand new series of Back in Gear. You know how I like dressing up, so I'm looking forward to that.
And now we let you know what this is all about, because we've had a letter from a viewer, Kim Leachman, who's 16, from Boscombe, who writes, "Being as versatile as you are," there's a compliment, "we, the magnificent Boscombe skidboarders, wondered if you would like to partake in the thrilling sport of skidboarding, which we have not yet seen on Magpie. Well, I have never in my life attempted anything as serious as skidboarding, so I went down to Boscombe, and this is what happened in beautiful Bournemouth and Boscombe." Boscombe Beach in sunny Hampshire, the scene for one of the newest water sports in this country. Boscombe skidboarders. Here's their leader, 16-year-old Kim Leachman.
How did skating get started?
Well, I believe, I'm not quite sure, but about 7 years ago, I came down with a tea tray with my little cousin, and we actually performed with a tea tray along the shoreline when the tide goes right out. And I found that we could, with a little bit of push and a little bit of if and but, we could get this thing to plane along the sand. And it was okay. We got, you know, we tried to ride it, but the trouble was we didn't have any, we had nobody to show us how to do it. And we were falling off and hurting our knees and smacking in our faces, and our behinds were getting sore and red. And, you know, we just kept trying, and we just ended up with these big, you know, what we call superb boards.
What sort of conditions do you need for skidboarding? I mean, to be really good?
It's relatively, you want a nice swell to bring the water to come streaming up the beach. It's a tide that lingers on the shoreline, about a half an inch, say, something like that.
You give me this marvellous Magpie skidboard here.
Yeah.
What's it made of?
It's marine plywood, just an ordinary marine plywood, about 2'6", I think this one is. Relatively, the heavier the better. Just paint, and on the top we have sand.
What's that for?
That's for the grip. Otherwise, you know, you jump on a shiny new painted board and you just fall off.
The skidboarders have developed a sort of pop culture, rather like the surfers in California and Australia. They have their own clothes, language. They even design their own skidboards with lots of colourful and crazy ideas. Giving me a demonstration on dry land.
Yeah, sure.
Right. With the Magpie board.
Right. You'll come along, we'll throw the board, it'll be motioning now. You'll run along and hit. By the way, which foot do you kick a ball with?
Left foot. Very badly.
Well, you'll get on with your right foot then.
Yeah.
You'll get on like this, and I'll get on like this.
One foot at a time, is it?
Yeah, it's a split second interval between the 2 feet. That's it.
Ready?
Yeah, that's fine. So you're going to put it into action now.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Now, Doug, I want you to take it easy. Don't go mad. For Pete's sake, or you're going to really...
Don't worry, I won't.
Right, now, I'll just put my board down there for you. I'm going to throw the board. Take it easy. Take it easy. Okay, now wait for a wave to come in. Shouldn't be long now. This next one here looks okay. Are you ready? Not yet. Okay, now. No, Joe, he's jumping on it. He's going mad. Oh, you want to... That was beautiful. Not quite. You went the wrong way.
Oh, which way was I meant to go?
You were supposed to go up there, not out there. You're not a surfer, you're a skidboarder.
I've been on the surfing, I didn't...
Would you like me to throw it for you just to get on it, or would you want to try it yourself?
No, I'll
throw it. Okay, fine. Way to go. Have another go then. Okay, try now. And he's jumping on, he's going to be, it's a beauty, he's going to be, oh, fantastic. Just let me throw it for you and then you can jump up. Okay then? Right. Are you ready then? Right now, I'll just throw for him now, and then... Here we go. You ready, Endo? Okay, here we go. He's chasing after Nathan. Jump on. Fantastic! He's on his own now. He's on his own. He's gripping the board right. It's going to be a Formula One Grand Prix start. Now! He's chasing it. He's going to leap on. And he's off again! Oh, Dad, what are you doing? Now... He's taking up swimming.
While I was going for a swim, the skidboarders had a dress rehearsal for the big event. Well, as the sun finally sets into the Bournemouth West, we've decided to hold a skidboard party. Perhaps the first one of its kind anywhere in the world. Anyone doing their own thing, except me, because I've decided to take the advice of one Tony Bastable and this time just sit back and watch.
I know just exactly where to be.
Absolutely great. I can't wait to have a go at that. I shall borrow Doug's skidboard.